Welcome with your morning team on WSGW. It's Dave and Pat and Charlie and you on air and online with WSGW. We really need to wake up with more Janet Jackson in the morning, I think.
Wow. Rhythm Nation.
Yeah.
1814.
Yeah.
I believe this album has got to be, is this 89?
1989, very good.
So this is 32 years old. Wow.
And it's one of the 25 new recordings going into the National Recording Registry from the Library of Congress.
Rightly should be.
Yeah.
Surprised it's not there already.
Culturally, historically, or aesthetically important, that is the basis of recordings that have to be judged to go into the National Recording Registry Hall of Fame each year as it reflects on life in these United States.
Yeah, well, and that was kind of a, I think that was considered a concept album, too.
Yeah.
At the time, and didn't I read somewhere that it's, I don't know, I think it had like, I don't know how many hits, six or seven hit, top five hits on the Billboard charts, and that's never been done before on any album. That's amazing. Quite the record for Janet.
Yeah, and consider that it's on the heels of a lot of the success of Brother Michael.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was just going to ask. I would gather that some of his material was also archived there.
Yeah.
I'd assume.
There's got to be, yeah.
Yeah.
But the 2021 list has officially been released, and we have a few musical selections. Don't have them all, but we thought we'd throw a few out there. But that was certainly one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Going in, a recording from 1878.
Whoa!
That's got to sound a little scratchy.
Wasn't art, was it?
No, it was not art.
Okay, all right.
It was Thomas Edison.
Oh, all right, okay.
Something called St. Louis Tinfoil.
Well,
probably was tinfoil.
We're not going to be able to play that one
no.
for you.
Let's see.
Our technology has changed a few generations since then.
Just a little bit, just thankfully. Something called Nicolina from 1917, a single recording from Hallmar Peterson.
Hmm.
Okay.
I have to look that up.
Marika Papuyika from 1928, Smirnikos Balos. I'm probably butchering these, but that's okay. I'm sure she's not around to argue with me. Here's one I won't butcher, but I'll give you a little taste of sound here, because this one's a fun one.
Louis?
You know who's blowing on that horn, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Satchmo. In a version of When the Saints Go Marching In, officially says here it's the single from 1938.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you the year.
I don't know if I had that version, but it was Saints Go Marching In by Louis Armstrong. So, wait, not in the 38. Going into the National Recording Registry Hall of Fame, and again, it doesn't have to be music, for example. It's historically significant recordings. A recording of a Christmas Eve broadcast with Franklin Roosevelt, of course, President of the United States, and British Prime Minister Winston Churchill from 1941.
Yeah.
Wow, that'd be powerful.
That should be, yeah, registered.
A recording from the long-running soap opera, The Guiding Light, specifically from November 22nd, 1945.
Yeah.
Don't know what was significant about that, but there it is.
Well, you know, the soap, it went into television for many, many years.
Odetta sings ballads and blues from the Odetta album of 1957.
Yeah.
All right. Here's one with the baseball season about ready to begin. How about this for a song going into the, well, I should say a recording. I should say song, a recording.
Here's the windup. Fastball hits deep to right. This could be it. Way back there. Holy cow. What's the matter?
It's tough to hear about the crowd.
Right.
Phil Rizzuto's home run call of Roger Maris hitting his 61st home run in 1961, breaking the record by Babe Ruth. Of course, that's been broken too, but that was long ago. But for baseball fans, kind of a fun recording there.
Sure is.
Here's another one. Hey, got to have a little of this in the Recording Hall of Fame. It's all the different genres that are covered here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This is Leon Tom Price and a selection from Aida. Let's see. Connie Smith from 1964, Once a Day. Albert King from 1967, the album Born Under a Bad Sign. Marlo Thomas and Friends.
Whoa.
From 1972, the album Free to Be You and Me.
Okay.
I wasn't familiar with that from Marlo Thomas. Jimmy Cliff, the album The Harder They Come from 1972.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, this one's a fun one. Oops, I'm sorry. She's still going.
Yeah, still holding that note.
Apparently the opera wasn't over because the fat lady hadn't been done singing yet. Oh, I'm going to get mail on that one, aren't I? All right. Well, here's another singing for you, and this one's a good one.
Patti LaBelle?
Patti LaBelle, yeah. Lady Marmalade.
Yeah. That's a good tune. And that's going in. Let's see what else. Jackson Browne album from 1974, Late for the Sky.
Yeah.
Dr. Heather will like that. She's a Jackson Browne fan, isn't she?
She loves Jackson Browne. Good memory.
Probably we ought to start an oldie station and put Pat on it. He seems to know all of them.
Well, here's another genre of music, a little jazz for you. From Pat Metheny.
Oh, okay.
1976, right. His Bright Size Life album. Want to hear a little, from opera to jazz. And now to another selection. This one we have from you. Let me see if I can make this work.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows?
Kermit goes into the National Recording Hall of Fame. The Rainbow Connection.
Yes.
Rainbows. Was that from the Muppet movie?
It is from the Muppet movie.
Oh,
yeah.
The 70s? Okay.
Look at that. See, he even knows this. Well, it's a movie, so he'd know that.
Yeah, right, yes.
His educational background. Did you watch that when you were in college, too?
No, when I was a kid, I think.
Didn't know if that was a CMU assignment. Watch the Muppet movie. and hey, another music selection we have next on the list here. Let's see.
Kermit still has to go.
Kermit still wants to go here. I don't know why Kermit wants to go. Let's try this over here.
Wait, this was not in the registry?
This is not in the registry yet.
Oh, my goodness. About time.
Cool, yeah. Gang.
Crime. Going on right here. A celebration to last throughout the year. 81.
1981, yeah. So bring your good times and your laughter, too. It's a fun song.
Hey, great concert. I saw them back in the 90s.
Oh, did you?
Oh, I loved it.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
They were cool.
Richard Strauss, Four Last Songs. A Jesse Norman album from 1983.
Okay.
We would've told you about Janet Jackson. We led with that. Partners, a Flaco Jimenez album from 1992. The Israel, I couldn't even touch this. So the Over the Rainbow, What a Wonderful World medley.
Single
from 1993.
Oh, no, you know it. It is played incessantly.
Yes,
and I'm not going to try to say his name either, but Charlie, you know it. Everybody knows. Yes, it is played in every doctor's office, every department store. You can't get away from it whatsoever.
Beautiful music.
Yes, it is everywhere.
Elevator music.
I will have to look it up.
I wouldn't necessarily say elevator, but yeah, it's a song that just, it's impossible to make you feel angry, I guess.
Okay. Let's play it a little bit louder then in this world we live in today.
Play that at the post office.
Nas from 1994, the album Illmatic.
Oh, all right. Well, rap gets in there.
This American Life, The Giant Pool of Money from May 2nd, 2008. No idea what that is.
Oh, This American Life? Are we talking about the public radio at This American Life?
Well, maybe
Life?
It could be. Maybe it could
All
be.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
It could be. And finally, from Albertina Walker and the Caravans from 1959. See, we even get a little gospel
Lord
here.
Keep me day by day.
Lord, keep me day by day. A little something for everybody, I'd say.
Yeah, they've got everything covered.
I mean, musically, sports-wise, soap opera wise.
I was disappointed, though, you could not get a recording of Thomas Edison and the tinfoil.
I will see what we can do on that and see if we can. If not, I'll just make it up.
We can recreate it.
And you'll never know. We have a listing of these recordings if you'd like, and we'll put a podcast segment up on our Morning Team page. Go to WSW.com, scroll down the homepage, find the Morning Team box, look for today's date, March 24th, 2021. In fact, it's already up and running, and that list is already there. So you can check it out for yourself and share it with your friends and family, and you can decide if you thought those 25 recordings were worth going into the National Recording Registry Hall of Fame.
All right.
651 on WSGW. We'll do it again next year.